What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, After Buzzers, we are talking episode 2 of The Bold Type. Oh, heck no! So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Keep my hands to myself.
This is the first time I've ever
picked this song. I'm so glad that you picked this because this scene was steamy. Oh my gosh, this episode was so good.
Something.
This episode was so good. I cannot wait to get into it.
It was something.
I mean, after this episode, I wasn't ready for it to be over. But speaking of that, we should get into this episode. I'm your host, Ali Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. And we'll start with you, Becca. Where can they find you?
Hi, y'all. Can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
Talks TV, I love it. And you guys can find me, Leslie Ambris, on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time.
Hi guys, and I'm Carla Beltran, and you can find me on Instagram at Carla with a K, BEE Travels.
She's going to make a Twitter soon.
Yeah, we've got to make her a Twitter so you guys can chat her. And make sure you guys follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you know, all of the social medias. And make sure you go to iTunes. There's podcasts you can listen to. It's really fun. And talking about social media and Scarlet Magazine and everything, let's get into this episode.
Oh, that transition.
Scarlet Magazine, I was actually thinking about how crazy it could be to work for a place where you're constantly talking about sex. I was like, how uncomfortable. What were you guys' thoughts on that this episode?
Just on sex?
Okay, so this is their job, right? And usually, it's so funny because there's that connotation that, like, you shouldn't talk about that in the workplace, and it's so funny because this is the complete opposite. We saw that last episode with their, like, testing out different things for women and all these different items. So I just thought it was so interesting that this whole episode was catered around that, and it's normal. It's just supposed to be
talked
about.
It even, like, opened with that scene of them trying out the new sex position.
That was hysterical.
And then what's her name, the boss? She, like, walks in, she's like, nah, it's doable.
Almost wasn't.
I know a lot about you in like 2 seconds of screen time.
Well, she also walks in and she like treats that situation completely normal.
Right. Yeah. Which I guess it is because they're having to write about it.
Yeah.
Which
Jane,
this whole episode is catered to her having to write this article about how she's never had an orgasm before.
Yeah.
And so, or she, it's not about how she hasn't, but it's about how, you know, what it's like.
It's
and she's
like how to achieve your best orgasm.
And she doesn't,
like IDK.
She doesn't know, and she doesn't know how to write it. And I think what was something I think was kind of the theme of this episode was logic, and how logic can get in the way of you really chasing after something that you want. And in Sutton's case, which we'll get into it, was her logic of, you know, she's like, oh, this is the job that I should get, rather than the job that she wants. But you know, I want to hear what your guys' thoughts of like Jane overall and this whole writing thing, because each episode we see her having to struggle and break through getting to her creative abilities.
I think this was a very interesting episode to watch as far as like the writing side of it, because like she obviously felt uncomfortable writing about it, and it's totally understandable because it's not something like everybody just like openly shares, so that's why she asked if she could do it anonymously. But she like kind of said at the end of the speech of last week's episode how she really wanted or no, like she, like how she, the magazine was an older sister to her. Mm-hmm. So in a way, she should kind of think of that as like, oh, maybe this is the older sister role that I could play.
What would I want?
And like, what would I want to hear if I were in this type of situation? So it was nice that like she had that transition where she was like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm just gonna be open about it. I'm gonna tell people. And then she like wrote her name like on it instead of being like an anonymous. So it was like, that was like, that is so bold, girl. Like, you
the
go.
The bold type.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't imagine doing that. Like, walking out of your workplace knowing everybody knows something so personal about you.
Yeah.
I think that was something I was struggling with this episode is just, because I mean, I feel like we all kind of can relate to Sutton, Kat, and Jane in our work lives and kind of just having to break through certain barriers and go through certain challenges. But I was just thinking how much strength that takes in Jane to open that one self up that in work you don't normally have to share.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? So,
and it's too like the one people that don't know you that read that, that's what they like. Let's say that article goes viral.
Right.
That's how they know.
She's now known as like that girl that like can't have orgasm.
That.
You know?
Yeah.
Like
so
that's
crazy.
Forever like in like branded onto her.
Yeah.
Which is a big step. I don't know if maybe we'll see that like as a repercussion later on.
I don't know.
Because I could see it even, and this is, do you guys, I don't watch The Bachelor, but I remember there was a, like, a key moment where, like, I guess this one character had never, like, had an orgasm before, and, like, everybody made a big deal about it because the guy was like, oh, like, let me take care of that. I don't know. I kind of see Jane getting into a situation, maybe not similar because I don't know the full context of The Bachelor, but, like, getting into a situation where now all these guys are going to get kind of seedy and come towards her because of that.
I think the only guy that's supposed to get or kind of become like that is supposed to be Ryan. The guy that writes it. Because even when he like, when he got it, he was like, oh,
that reaction.
Becca is loving Ryan.
Becca loves every man that comes on the screen.
Okay, he's beautiful. He's so pretty.
It's all good looking.
Yeah.
Men.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, it's like kind sometimes ridiculous. It shows it's frustrating because you're like, there's no way there'd be this many attractive men in one workplace. It just doesn't happen.
Let's
like
see
that.
We all walk in and we're like, dear Lord, please let there be something attractive. You walk in and you're like, okay, who's going to cut it? Who is it?
And then you're like,
okay. Like
yeah, it's like
time.
When you walk into a bar and you're like, okay, well, hey, friends. No, I'm kidding. It's not always like that.
That was mostly a joke, guys.
No, but I was really interested on, speaking of Ryan, is that she didn't actually read his work. And so
but she pretended.
Yeah, so she pretended, and I was expecting her before she, like, made these drastic decisions to kiss him and everything. I was wanting her to read it and us to kind of get a bigger sense of if he was maybe pertaining more to the girl and his the way he words his first maybe couple sentences or to get you into reading the article.
Okay.
So that's something that I've been really wanting from the show is to know more about, like, it's probably that's asking too much, but I want to know more of what their writing style is, and I'm, like, so intrigued because the whole episode's built up to it that I'm I want more.
Like, what's it about? Let us read it.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it'd be nice, kind of like even how, like, Sex and the City used to have, like, what was the main character's name?
Carrie.
Duh, I should know that. Carrie would, like, read off what she was writing.
Right. I was going
to
say that.
To see something implemented like that.
Right.
Or, like, as Jane is typing, we, like,
even if it's
read
just
her thoughts.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that's probably asking too much, but I just feel like because we're so, like, that's what you're thinking about the whole episode is what is it going to be like, and you know it's going to be good, but you don't have any taste of what she's actually thinking.
It could be like the first paragraph even,
right? Just like, or just
like the first like two sentences even, because sometimes when it's a good article or when it's a good script, like sometimes it's just like
the first
two
that
sentences
draw you in.
It's just like, okay, I have to continue reading this.
Or another idea, because I feel like Freeform could do this, is they could put up articles written by the character online on their website.
That would be that'd be such a good idea. And then it's kind of like their own little thing.
Yeah.
That would be a great idea, Becca. I just was wanting more of that. I want to know more of what she's thinking. But yeah, the whole logic thing was so funny. And speaking of men and logic, we'll jump over to Sutton and her character, which she was having so much struggle with. You know, she's been an assistant for 3 years. All her friends are growing into different roles. So she's at that that spot where she's like,
she wants to grow.
Yeah, she wants to grow. She wants to move past that. Mm-hmm. And we see her have to talk with Richard about her career path.
I was like, oh, this is awkward.
Do you think that that was, I mean, obviously it was, it's kind of struggling right now because we see that. This is another thing. I mean, going back to, I'm jumping back and forth, but with the guys, it's kind of hard because if this were to really be happening in a workplace, there's something that it's like there's some sort of friction. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I just was hoping that. I don't know. What do you guys think about Richard?
Are you saying, like, it's too easy?
No, but it's, like, there's friction. Like, something could go wrong in this, and it sucks, because at first, I'm, like, thinking Richard is a bad guy. But he's not,
actually. Everyone seems to be telling the truth and giving good advice instead of, like, wanting the worst for people and, like, being competitive over competitive.
And not even, sorry, I guess I'm not even making sense, but I'm thinking, like, Richard is like, they're, like, dating, like, kind of openly dating.
He was the bad guy in the last episode.
Yeah, but now he seems like a good guy. He's a good,
I wonder if maybe...
Isn't that a good thing, though?
No.
I mean, kind of.
He makes vibes. Yes, I don't know if I like him.
Not for a drama, I would say. I don't want people to be nice in a drama. I want there to, like, the friction. I want there to be that tension, that friction that's gonna drive it. But maybe we'll see it in the next episode. Like, throw us off completely, where we're like, Richard, and the next one we're like, get this fool out of here.
I feel like he's trying to just, like, gain Sutton's trust back.
Yeah. I mean, I think he definitely did that, but then she was able to kind of choose, but also when she found out that she did get the job and then she didn't take it, like, I wonder if that's where we're going to see some sort of, like, power. Like, not a power, like, but kind of, like, Richard's being like, why are you doing this? Like, you need this. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
It looks like Richard might be kicked to the curb. She was celebrating with somebody else at the end there.
I was like, she moves on fast.
No, but I think that's just a friend. Like, really? I think that's, like, strictly platonic.
Oh, I want a love triangle, dang it.
me too.
I don't think we're gonna get, I don't know, so far I'm getting vibes of the show of, like, it's each one's kind of standalone-ish almost, because we didn't even, wasn't there some sort of love interest last episode with Jane that we thought was gonna get brought in back into it, like her ex, and then the ex's friend?
He was in the first episode,
but not in the second one.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm just, like, wondering I'm wondering how, since we're only in episode two, if it's going to be standalone episodes.
Which is weird for a drama, because normally dramas are very cohesive, and comedy is the one that's, like...
Very
different in each episode. That's interesting. Wow.
Right. Because, like, I didn't... Uh-huh. Besides the
that's, like, my brain is working.
Besides Kat's relationship with Adina, which we'll get into, I have so much to say. I want to hear it all, guys.
Let's jump into the Adina situation. Okay. Are you mad or happy? Or, like, no feelings?
I don't know. You know, in the beginning, I was, like, I felt bad for Kat. I really felt bad when I saw that Adina had a girlfriend. And I was like, we think it's her girlfriend, right?
Based on what happened?
I don't just kiss random friends.
So, okay.
I mean, unless she says hi that way to people.
She could be in an open relationship.
Possibly. Too, maybe. I mean, she could possibly be.
Freeform explores a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so... I was really sad for Kat in the beginning, but then at the same time, like, I didn't really know how to feel about her, because she just kind of said, like, oh no, like, I'm not about that, like, previously. Mm-hmm. So, it's confusing, I guess, but it was sad to see, like, right off the impact, especially because when you saw her reaction, it's like, she was a bit heartbroken about it, you know? Like, she's already having trouble trying to figure this out, and then it was even more difficult to just kind of see that happen.
I feel like this season, for Kat at least, is going to be just mainly... I don't think she's going to get into a relationship until maybe the end.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Yeah.
Episode 8, 9, or 10.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be her mainly, like, trying to figure out who she is and exploring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely think exploring herself.
Yeah.
I think a male person is going to come into play.
I think that could happen. Because she's trying to convince herself right now
Mm-hmm.
that she's not that she doesn't have feelings for Dina or doesn't have feelings for girls.
Yeah, but she does. We saw that.
Yeah, holy
shit. Okay, I was totally convinced in the beginning and they were having that conversation. They were both eyeing each other down. They both felt it. And that's why.
They love each other.
I don't think Adina's going to go away just yet, though. I think we probably will have like a couple more episodes with her.
I love Adina.
There's going to be some sort of struggle. And I think you're right. She's convincing herself not to like her, but she does. It's inevitable.
Because she had that whole scene where she was like, I'm hetero. Yeah. And then before they go to the art gallery. If she was and didn't have feelings, when she saw Adina kiss the other, girl,
she would have been jealous.
Okay, not a big deal. But, you know, because of the way she reacted and even was like, I came to tell you something, and changed the conversation topic. I don't know if she'll, this is kind of a prediction, but, I don't know if she will actually end up with Adina, but I think Adina will be, that person, that character that helps her figure out who she is, so that later on, whether she finds out she is straight, or she finds out she's bi, or
it could be a both
anything,
way thing,
you know? Yeah. That she'll. Adina's just the kind of person to help her out, but I don't think she's the end goal.
I think you're right.
Right now, she is.
And
well, I want her. I want Kat and Adina to be together.
I know they do seem like they have this undeniable spark that they just can't.
Yeah, the first episode.
I think they both don't really understand it, and I think that's why Adina, she obviously could have contacted her sooner and come to the office sooner, but she didn't because I think she's trying to figure out whatever this, if it is her girlfriend or if it's not.
Yeah.
I think she's a little concerned. Herself.
Yeah.
I think she's waiting for Kat to figure out
how she's feeling.
What's going on, because
right.
I don't think Adina wants to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, that would make sense, because she's the more mature.
Yeah, because she knows right now. Right. So,
well, did you guys think that the art piece was kind of a sign of Adina secretly kind of pushing her a little bit? Because it said misunderstood. And so, do you think that her art piece was kind of a push into a certain direction to kind of, make her question things
Understand yourself better.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or this is your chance.
Let's figure it out. It was just kind of a secret thing for her because she said, because she wasn't aware that Adina had done that.
Yeah.
It could be.
That actually makes sense as to why she would use it.
Right.
I don't know.
You guys didn't know, it wasn't stand out to you.
I didn't know. That didn't stand out to me.
Now I have to rewatch and think about that because, I could totally see that being a thing.
Right. I was like, maybe it comes back into play.
Could be something that they end up arguing about in a future episode.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
I'm not misunderstood, but you kind of are. Mm-hmm. You don't even understand yourself at this point.
I personally believe that Adina is going to be, or I hope that Adina is going to be a part of the show for longer rather than for shorter. I feel like that's going to be possibly where the drama comes in.
I hope so too. Mm-hmm. I think she's a good character.
I'm all for the drama, so.
Les is when is it going to happen?
I'm ready every time. I'm love triangles. Y'all throw in this.
I'm down for the love triangle thing. I want that to happen.
I can see it coming. I feel like it's going to happen for Jane, and it's going to be something that she has to, write about, and then it'll be,
public.
Open up. Yeah, public. Because now that she didn't do anonymous, and that's, one of the most secret things that she had to keep quiet, then I don't think there's anything else that really you could hide at that point, you know?
Which, even going back to Jane real quick, when she was saying before how, I work in this magazine that's, very sex positive, and, all these women are just, casually out there living their best life, and she felt so out of the loop.
Right.
I like that they brought her into the loop in her own category that was you can still be, which is great for the audience watching it, of you don't have to be out there being casual about it and not be sex positive and not be empowering yourself. You can still do it just
I totally understand what you're saying, and I think this show does do a great job of kind of looking at one perspective by three different point of views, and so it kind of helps us as audience members to really relate with each of these characters, and kind of it's the magazine is really coming to life and it's speaking to us, and I can be I felt that way before, or I have been in that situation before, and you're able to they make it lighthearted.
Yeah, it's not one-sided. Oh, you have to be this type of woman and this type of personality. It's hey, we're going to give you this big mixture, and you guys can decide, who you can relate to. Yeah.
Yeah.
what I would like to see maybe in the next episode based on Jane's article is like feedback based on like the reader's feedback.
Yeah.
And like her getting like notes from people.
Right, and just kind of like
for her to be able to relate to. Any topic.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like
I think that'd be
good. Them getting notes from like people reading the magazine.
Yeah.
So she can relate back to how she was the little girl reading the magazine. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That'd be really cool, yeah.
There is so many... It's so crazy because, like, we're only two episodes in, and I'm like, oh, well, this... I'm so invested. Like, there's so much more that we have to wait for. There's so... I can just tell it's going to get so much better because at the end of this episode, like I said before, I did not want it to end. I was so ready for more content. I was just thinking, is this over? Uh-huh. It can't be. I'm not ready.
Completely invested and obsessed and got told to shut.
It's so good.
Because of my reaction.
That is a very loud TV watch. Yeah. So it's very entertaining to watch her, though.
We need, like, a show of just watching Becca watch.
Oh, just watching the bolt. Just live stream you watching every TV show.
We should do, like, we'll do a Facebook Live next time.
Next week! We'll
do Facebook Live
next week. Let's do it!
Of us watching the episode,
8 o'clock Pacific time.
Really quick, before we jump into other things, I want to talk about how Kat... It's just, like, her character is so interesting because she seems the one that's kind of the most outward of her feelings and emotions, and she always kind of is doing what she feels is best for each situation. Mm-hmm. And I just can't get over how she is so far the rock of a best friend. You know, she helped out Jane in that very uncomfortable situation.
You know someone's
that was
friend.
Something.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, were you guys uncomfortable watching that?
I was like, that's weird.
But at the same time, I was like, you go, girl.
Like, I was kind of, like, turning around, like, who else is watching right now?
Like, that is a very awkward, like, scene if someone's, like, walking behind you. Like, what are you watching?
Yeah, you're like, oh, sorry. Yeah.
Right, but, and I did, you know, when she had that situation with Sutton about the job and how she was like, but that's not what you want, you know? Mm-hmm. I thought it was really great that she finally stuck up for her because that's a true best friend. The best friends are the ones that can tell you no, the ones that can tell you, you know...
The truth.
They'll tell...
The truth about everything.
Right, and they'll help you realize things you didn't know. Because if your friend would be like, oh, yeah, just go for the money.
Yeah,
like,
it's fine.
Anybody can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she was there to stick up for her when she knew you're not going to be happy with this in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But, like, some people might be afraid to tell her, just like how Richard was just like, oh yeah, you want the money, take the money.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody would, but then she knows in the long run she wouldn't be happy.
Yeah,
this is why Richard is not good for her.
I know.
I agree. I don't like Richard. I don't think Richard's a good influence. I think Sutton needs more people who are going to be straight with her,
right?
Like Kat and Jane in her life.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Well, she'll need it now that she's gonna go for fashion because the money's not going to be there. She's going to be struggling even more to the max.
Yeah. Well,
what?
All I have to say is she did kind of get that from the guy that she went to go have some nice champagne with at the end.
Yes.
Because he was like, oh, you know, like about the dreams. Uh-huh. And like,
I'm still voting for him.
I'm voting for him as well.
Yeah, so that
I think he's pretty cute.
And he also works for Scarlett, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
he's like the one guy.
Great, because it could be the other. She could be dating two guys.
Maybe
she's a date outside of work, but yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was like, maybe she should date outside of work.
Yeah,
but the love triangle would be great. Do you know how much drama would be if they were inside work?
Yes, drama.
My brain's just thinking logically, huh?
Right. I just don't see it happening with them, guys. I don't see a spark at all. I totally like saw platonic friends. Is anybody in the chat, is anybody in there that has any opinions
about them?
Or, yeah, I just want to know because I'm like, maybe I just totally missed that because I feel like, I don't know, I see, like, obviously, and I'll get into it in prediction, but I, like, see Richard trying to, like, propose or something.
Oh.
Like, I see him sticking to the long run. Whoa. I'm not kidding.
I don't see him sticking to the long run.
By yourself. Okay. If Richard proposes, I think she's going to say no.
I think so too. I don't think she would.
But
say
I could see him proposing.
Right. I could
see him proposing and her saying no.
I feel like she's gonna put her career first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her saying no.
This,
I want to put my career
at this point.
First.
Yeah. If she had taken the ad sales job and then he proposed,
right?
She's comfortable. She's making them G's. You know, she's good. But
she's making them.
But at the point where she's gonna be a struggling artist or fashion creative, like we all do this. You know,
right?
We struggle. Like.
I know. Yeah, the struggle is real.
The show is really relatable now. But
the show's good.
Like that, I feel like that's going to cause her to just be like, nah, dude. Like, I feel like she might even, I don't want this because I won't get my drama, but I could even see her like kind of give up guys completely and just like focus
for the time being.
Yes. For the time being.
And maybe meet someone naturally.
Naturally.
Not in the workplace.
Outside of the walls of Scarlet Magazine. Yeah. That's what we're rooting for.
Yeah, because like it's not realistic for everyone to date someone in the walls of Scarlet Magazine.
That is very true, Becca. I'm glad you brought that up because it is very true. That's the one thing I think I said about Ryan and Jane. Because I'm like, you wouldn't just, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong here. You wouldn't just walk up to someone you work with, kiss them, and walk away and have no anxiety.
Okay, but this is...
But he works in the cute. Same building, but not the same magazine.
Oh, right. Yeah. That but was still, something. You have to see them every day.
I know.
But, I mean, I guess they were flirting.
Uh-huh. They were definitely so flirting like in the elevator.
They were doing the eyes, like what you used to do in junior high.
And you're like...
You look at your crush, you're like, ah, he saw me! And you like,
yeah. I feel like that happens now. You can, like, look at someone and they'd be like, oh my gosh, they totally saw me, so cute. No, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe she should definitely buy someone. I don't know. Sutton and the whole Richard thing, I think I'm just going back and forth. Like, but there is something that's fishy about him that I can't tell yet. Mm-hmm. But this episode, I did see him feeling
no trust
like
for
he
him.
He surprisingly seems like he actually cares about her.
Yeah.
There's some, like, I don't know. I just
or
felt like
he just wants
is
to
a player.
Himself.
He's a player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he's hot, but he's
like,
a player.
Yeah, baby, you good. I believe in you. So if I believe in you, you're going to sleep with me.
He was a little too good at that Christian Grey scene for
my
taste.
Oh, that was creepy. I was like,
he was
don't
a
do that.
Little too good at that.
I was like, we could not have that.
I was like, please, I'd be very fine with that. No. Yeah. Back away, sudden run.
Yeah.
Get out of there, girl.
Run!
It's a clear, it's clear, it's glass. Just break through. Okay.
Kick the glass!
Well, they talked about letting your freak out, and they definitely did. And I just want to say that the boss of, like, their boss is so...
Cool.
Intriguing.
Awesome.
So cool. And it's like, I feel like she helps me with my life almost. Just listening to her advice. It's just, she kind of sits there and she's able to give.
Yes.
She says the perfect things at the right time. I don't know.
I just want to like sit and talk to her. For like real.
Like give me insight on my life.
Yeah. Like, can she not be fictional?
Right. I mean, clearly she's not. If this is, you know, like
if this is based off,
right.
Is it loosely based
or is it based off of her
experiences? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, loosely based, but it's, she said, like, I think some of the storylines are based off of certain, like,
activities.
I want to
meet her.
Yeah.
You should come in
if you're watching this. Yeah, I don't know. Overall, I'm loving this episode. I feel like we still have so much more to learn about all these relationships and all the couples. Obviously, the friendship between Jane, Kat, and Sutton is so much fun to watch, and they have great chemistry together. But I'm just really excited to see them grow and kind of like see where they all end up in terms of relationships and whatnot.
I'm impressed with the show because I don't think a show has drawn me in this much within its first two episodes.
Oh, I totally agree. I feel like there's so many shows that when I talk to people or friends about it, I'm like, okay, watch the first three or four and you'll be hooked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this one, after this episode, I'm like, that ending, I was just like, wait, this can't be over yet.
And I was yelling at my head at the TV out there. I was like,
she really was.
It gives you so much empowerment, you know? You just feel like you can conquer anything after this.
Yeah.
Especially after Jane was able to openly open herself up to the world in that article.
That was so great.
I mean...
Like, even though I can, like, I predicted she would do that while watching the episode.
You did, yeah.
I was like, she's gonna write her name at the end. But, like, even the stuff that's easily predictable in this show is like, yes.
Yeah, it's good. It's still rewarding afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice that you don't really have to figure it out. Like, you kind of already know what's going to happen. It's just, it's really nice to see it happen.
Yes.
Like, for myself, I was like, okay, I have a feeling that Sutton is not going to take a job. And I was like, I really hope that she doesn't take the job. Yeah, so when I saw that, she was buying the champagne, I was like, oh, girl.
Yeah.
And, like, my first thought when I saw that was like, okay, she's going to be told to, like, the next episode that she didn't get the job. And and she spent her $100.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that, too.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
But she didn't care.
Yeah. And I was like, and then she's going to be like, oh, it's okay. Like, this is maybe a sign.
Yeah.
And then when she said, like, oh, I'm not taking the job, I'm like, that is such a good idea.
A good
like,
move.
Good job. Like, so,
well, would you guys do that? If it was, like, money versus something in kind of, no, not friends, but, like, a career, another career path that wasn't very secure.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, because, I mean,
it's, like, something you enjoy. You have to enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah. Exactly. And I feel like at the end of the day, like, it's going to just take that route of getting your dreams is just a longer, it's a longer journey.
Yeah.
And you'll eventually get to that money route. It's just the easy route is to take the money, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I personally, I mean, I feel like we all have taken, like, hard routes, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So eventually, hopefully, it'll pay off one day.
Yeah.
So I feel like it just, I mean, I probably wouldn't have taken the money.
You also have to take the route that surrounds you with good people.
Right, and surrounds you with happiness and good times, because if she were to take this job, you know, she clearly is someone that is not going to be settled with just being a sales ad person, you know?
Yeah.
An ad salesperson, I'm sorry. And so I think that her character needs that. She needs that chase. She needs to be able to chase that dream, or else she's always going to resent herself for not choosing her dreams over
that. And, another of the things that I was going to say in regards towards that is the fact that she's already been an assistant. I think she said for, like, 4 years. Either
it was 3 years,
or 4, three or 4 years. And it's like, she already knows what it's like to do a job that she doesn't really like. But the only reason why she feels comfortable is because she's around all her friends all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. And she realized that, like, she probably realized, like, okay, if I go to a different department, I'm going to be on a different floor, still doing something that I don't like, and then now I'm going to be away from my friends. So,
and not have them to go to when I need them.
And not take 2-hour lunches.
Yeah.
Those 2-hour lunches, though.
Right. Seriously. Well, and she even said, like, her spending that money, like, when she had talked to Richard about it, was basically her relieving herself of that she's never going home. That was her sign of saying, all right, I've sold this money, I'm not going home, I'm sticking it out, I'm chasing the dream, I'm gonna continue to do it. So I thought that was a cool symbol that they did there, where they were able to sell it, and she still celebrated, because it is all about chasing your dreams.
It's all about
being bold, and that was a really bold move.
I would totally do what she did. I just wanted to know what y'all thought.
I liked how the dream thing was mentioned multiple times throughout this episode. Like, you gotta have a dream.
And right.
Yeah.
And I think that's why this show is so much fun to watch, is because it's realistic. Everybody, like, is chasing some sort of dream, no matter what it may be. Some people obviously pick the more logical route, which we talked about. They talked about a couple times. And it's just fun because at the end of the day, all these three girls are really doing it, and they're continuing to chase it. So it's just fun and rewarding to watch.
Yeah. But I love shows like that, and movies like Coco Before Chanel and like Walt Before Mickey, because it pretty much shows you all the work that you actually had to do to get there. Like, a lot of people think, like, oh, I'm talented, so I'm going to go ahead and, like, do this. Because we know that Sutton is good at fashion. Like, she's not having a hard time with fashion, and she knows she's good. But it's kind of like going back towards, like, Michael Jordan's 4 a.m. speech, like, talking about how you had to put in the time to, like, do the stuff. Like, you might be good and you might think you're good, but there's always room for improvement, you know? And, like, it's so good that, like, the show kind of showing the fact that, like, okay, she started as an assistant, which is probably where, like, a lot of people that are watching the show are at.
Like, and they're probably like, why am I an assistant?
Yeah, and, like, some of them probably might be in the first year of being an assistant.
Yeah.
And then you realize that this girl has been an assistant for, like, almost, like, 3 years.
So it's relatable.
And it's, like, relatable, and it's like, okay, well, she's doing something, and she's mentioning her age, but then she's like, okay, like, I'm still...
It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, there's no expectation for you to be doing anything at a specific time, as long as you're always working towards, like, your goal, and just, like, so it's really nice to kind of see her go through that and do that, you know, and, like, I don't know, it's just, it's really nice. I really liked it.
Yeah, I feel like...
Well, clearly we are all fans of the show.
I feel like these girls are, the characters are good role models for Yeah. Younger teens watching the show. Yeah, if you're younger than like 15, maybe don't watch the show.
Yeah, definitely not. Especially after this week's episode, I was like, I hope no one young was watching
it. Maybe if you're watching it at like 13, 14, watch it with your parents.
Watch it with your mom. No,
that might even be more.
Not your dad.
You guys can have some great conversations.
No, I mean, it is really fun. And I think seeing scenes where they're like watching like porn with their best friends, it's almost comical because I mean I don't think I've ever been in a situation like that, so you're wondering, are there people out there too? Like, are there people that I've done this before? That's why I think it adds like comic relief, because it's things that if you haven't experienced it, then it's just funny because you're thinking, wait, this is crazy. I don't know, do you guys have any other thoughts before we get into some predictions? Or should we just do it?
I think we should just get into
some predictions. Let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions. Alrighty, Becca, you want to start?
I think... Okay, I refuse to give up my Adina and Kat hope.
Okay.
I think they're going to end up together at some point. Mm-hmm. Do I think it's going to be next week? Probably not. But I'll be happy if it's next week. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be by the episode 10-ish. And I also like Sutton with the guy at the bar.
Yes, definitely.
I like him a lot.
Oh, wait, no, I was thinking, sorry, I was thinking Ryan and Jim.
Yeah, I was like, we convinced her.
I'm
thinking Ryan and Jim, too.
Yeah, okay.
And other prediction, I'm going to keep getting inspired by this show and keep screaming yes while watching the show and laughing and all that stuff.
Becca's catchphrase is yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Leslie. Yes. What are your predictions?
Okay, so the male writer, his name is Ryan, correct? Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't screw that up. Ryan and Jane, because y'all know I love the drama. I feel like he's going to turn out to be a real douchey guy. Because even though we saw him look at the phone and smile and be like, yeah, she wrote that. It's also the content of the article that I feel like he's going to kind of take advantage of it.
Interesting.
I feel like he could as well.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I also think, like, prediction, I think that's probably where we're going to be seeing our love triangle, because it says that the article talks about him having a girlfriend. And she just went up and kissed him. Like,
I forgot about that part.
So she, like, I don't know. I think that's
interesting. I didn't even think about that.
Maybe we'll get multiple love triangles, and then we'll get.
That's all I want.
Right.
She's gonna get in trouble.
Seriously. So that was your prediction?
Yeah, that was our prediction that like Ryan was gonna have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I think that, I mean, that's a good one, because, yeah, you're right, I think they did say that, but I think that Jane is going to start kind of, like, they're still going to flirt, but she's going to be, like, hard to get or whatever, and then they're going to possibly start, I don't know, having a fling, and then her ex is going to come back to the picture, because I don't think he's done yet.
Yes!
Yeah, because she needs some sort of struggle.
I don't think he's done yet either.
I think she does have an innocence about her that she, I don't know if she's going to like Ryan, like, I don't know if she'll essentially, like, I think she'll like the chase or whatever, but I don't think she's essentially able to, like, find, I don't know, him
I see, yeah, I know
so,
what you're saying.
Yeah, and then I think, Becca, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I just really liked different, like, Jane subject, but, like, she does seem like she's on a whole different, like, innocent level than the rest of the girls. Mm-hmm. I liked also how, she's kind of afraid of disappointing people.
Yeah.
Until the end.
Definitely.
She was less afraid when
she was less afraid of what people would think about her
which goes along with the disappointing
which
is a huge growing stage.
I think jumping off of what you said, I think probably her boyfriend is gonna read the article, and then that's probably when he'll reach back to her.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. That's a good idea. And then I think Sutton and Richard, I'm gonna say they're gonna stick it out, and I think that Richard is gonna, like, not now, maybe towards the end of the season, because he's definitely gonna stick around. We're not gonna see him go away. I think he's going to either complete opposite, like, they're gonna get, like, he's gonna try to get engaged with her or whatever, like, propose or whatever. I mean, they still need, this is only episode two, I'm going a little too far. Or it'll be complete opposite, and someone new comes into the office and he has a new fling. And then there's your drama. Ooh,
yes,
Leslie.
Yes,
that would be
yes,
drama.
I want to see that.
I like that one. Yes, I want to see a new girl.
Those are two very opposite yes. sides of the spectrum. We'll see what happens. Uh-huh. But I guess with that being said, we'll just have to continue to wait, Becca.
I think your love triangle is going to come when Kat finds out who she's interested in.
Right.
You know?
What if she decides to, like, she's, like, in a love triangle with, like, a guy and a girl?
That's
and
what
then
I'm thinking.
That's
what I'm thinking.
That'd yeah. be interesting, yeah.
Interesting. So many juicy, fun things to come. We cannot wait for the rest of the season, as we probably will say after every episode, because this show rocks.
It's so good!
It is so good. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Becca, where can they find you on social media?
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
And you can find me, Leslie Ambrose, on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carla with a K-B-E-E Travels.
And hey guys, it's Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And again, please make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms and make sure you go to iTunes to download the podcast and make sure you comment below and tweet at us because we want to talk to you about this episode and the bold type for always. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.